The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus began speaking in the synagogue, saying, "Today this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke highly of him, and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They also asked, "Isn't this the son of Joseph?" He said to them, "Surely you will quote me this proverb, 'Physician, cure yourself, and say, do here in your native place the things that we heard were done in Capernaum.'" And he said, "Amen, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own native place. Indeed, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the sky was closed for 3.5 years and a severe famine spread over the entire land. It was to none of these that Elijah was sent, but only to a widow in Zarephath in the land of Sidon. Again, there were many lepers in Israel during the time of Elisha the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian." When the people in the synagogue heard this, they were filled with fury. They rose up and drove him out of the town and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town had been built to hurl him down headlong. But Jesus passed through the midst of them and went away. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, tonight we enter into one of the biggest unofficial holidays of the year, Super Bowl Sunday. Millions will be glued to the television this evening to see if Tom Brady can manage to win one more Super Bowl ring. As we all know, advertisers will be paying millions of dollars for a minute of primetime television. And on Monday, we well know that there will be lots of commentaries on the game and also on all the commercials aired this evening. And probably many of us will be attending parties tonight. And yet, in the midst of all that celebrating, in the midst of all that partying, the church quietly celebrated a feast day this weekend. For yesterday was the feast of the presentation of the Lord. And since that feast day always occurs on February 2nd, oftentimes it does fall during the middle of the week. Consequently, many Catholics don't know about that feast day, let alone understand why it is so important. The feast of the presentation of the Lord, however, marks the 40 days since we as a church celebrated the birth of Christ. On this day, 40 days after Jesus' birth, Mary and Joseph, being very pious and good Jews, well, they would have made their way to the synagogue or to the temple to present their firstborn son to the Lord. And in doing so, they would have offered a sacrifice, probably for Mary and Joseph, 2 turtle doves or a couple of pigeons, rather than the customary lamb because they were poor. And throughout the years, this feast day has also been known as Candlemas Day. For traditionally, candles are blessed on this day in remembrance of the words of Simeon as Jesus was presented to the Lord. For Simeon says, "My eyes have seen your salvation, a light for revelation to the Gentiles." As I thought about it, perhaps that is part of the beautiful aspect of this celebration and feast day. For you see, we remember that a light has appeared. It has appeared in our darkness. I don't know about you, but at times I can find myself feeling that the world is becoming somehow more and more of a dark place. Watching the news at times actually brings some fear into my heart. Senseless shootings, stories of genocide, threats of terrorism, the almost exponential rise of hatred within our own country, and the abuse scandal facing our church. All these and many like them remind me that we seem to be living in a time which is experiencing a great deal of darkness. And at times that darkness can be close at home. Relationships in turmoil, families divided, financial worries, cancer or heart disease, and loved ones or friends battling addictions. And yet, in the midst of all that darkness, a light still shines. And that light is the loving light of Jesus Christ, which tells us something important. It tells us that even in the midst of the darkness, even in the midst of the darkness and evil that plagues our world and our lives, God is here. You see, God does not watch us from afar. God is not disinterested, nor is he uncaring. Rather, we know God is with us. And his light is more powerful than any darkness you or I may ever encounter. A little over a month ago, an angel told frightened shepherds in the midst of a field that they had nothing to fear. And so here we are, gathered together at Mass, and we are reminded that that still holds true. You and I, we have nothing to fear. But as I thought about it, maybe all of this at the same time calls forth a challenge to you and to me. And that is that we need to carry that light into our world. And you and I can do that most powerfully, and yet perhaps most simply, just by how we live. It's always good for me to remember that our early Christian ancestors evangelized, and I suspect not by so much what they said, but quite simply how they lived. For we remember that those around them were moved to say, "See how those Christians, how they love one another." And so tonight, millions will gather to see if the Rams or the Patriots will win. I'll be watching as well. But today, in the midst of this Mass, we gather and we remember. We remember again that the most important game of all time, the battle between light and darkness has already been won. For 2,000 years ago, the light entered the darkness, and nothing, nothing on this earth can ever extinguish it.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and